Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Monday. Larry Bluestein, Matt Wilson taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. And, you know, as you say, it's tough to get programs going here in South Florida, but we do it all the time. There's a lot of talent to go around. Obviously, it's never easy. Somebody who attempted it last year, got everything in place in year one, the first time the school, Somerset Academy in South and Homestead, had played football. And Coach Andre Daniels, who's familiar with the entire area, having gone to South Ridge and knowing the landscape of that community, was the perfect guy to bring aboard in year one, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, you knew what type of job it was going to be. You had been at a lot of places along the way trying to, you know, coach and help shape kids. Talk about what year one was like for you.
Hey, good evening, Blue. Thanks for having me on. Year one, man, it was getting through whole year, you know, with COVID and stuff like that. But year one was just establishing the program.
There were 19 new first-year coaches this past year in Dayton Broward, which is crazy. And when you take a look at it, you being one of them, but basically you were – everything you did was a first. So you didn't have a blueprint. You didn't have a guideline to go by. There was nothing that said, okay, this is what we did last year. You came in with your knowledge, being around football all your life, knowing the kids, knowing what the school expected from a grade standpoint as well as academics. How do you think, you know, from when you took that job to right now, that you felt that you did, or you felt you could accomplish in year one? Did you meet those expectations?
Just starting out, Blue, being a first year head coach, you know, I just took all the knowledge that I gained from, all the experience I gained from starting out at Goose Optimus, playing for the Goose Rams. You know, learning, taking a bit from every coach that I had there, coming up, starting from there, then going from high school where playing at Miami South Ridge. You know, taking what I learned from there, from my coaches there. Also, you know, participating in track as well, taking what I learned from there. Then also, you know, starting out coaching at Homestead, going from Homestead to Southwest, and a little stint at Killian with Corey and Javi. So, you know, just taking bits and pieces from every coach that I ever been around. Also my college coaches, you know, James Cozy, he was my DB coach in college. So now he's coaching at Mary University in Canada. So just taking in knowledge from all the guys that I've been around, all the men that I've been around, you know, all the mentors, you know, Noah Wilbanks from yeah. FCA, you know, he was a great part of, you know, me growing up and stuff like that. So I'm just taking bits and pieces, you know, from guys that I learned from. So
right.
Just trying to put it all together.
Look at you giving South Dade credit with Noah Wilbanks. Coach Andre Daniels joining us. He's the head coach. It's his second year coming up at Somerset Academy South. It's in Homestead. There's so many Somersets now. I mean, there's a couple of Somersets up north, Somersets down south. Is it all one? The one owner owns all of them.
From my knowledge, I think we all under the same umbrella. the company of Academica. So, yeah, it's, you know.
You know what I was going to say too. You said academically, and I know you're big into that, and you're one of the guys that takes all those kids around, and you've done that for years to different camps and to different schools, just so you could give them an experience. A lot of those kids never have that opportunity. I know you and I've had talks, Coach, about grades and how important they are, and that, you know, you can run all the 4.3s and the 4.4s you want, but if you don't make it in the classroom, you're not going to do it. Talk about that, because we have a lot of kids listening that believe they know it all.
Yeah, here in our program, preach student first, athlete second, because just like you said, you know, I've been around campuses, visit campuses, many campuses, talked to a lot of academic, you know, counselors and stuff like that, and you know, that's the main thing. Like when they come down here, they know we got talent. They know Dade County is loaded with talent. And it's just a matter of, hey, do the kid have the grades? That's the main thing. You know, they didn't turn on the film. Hey, he lights up the film. But when they get down here, they want to see, hey, what his transcripts like? That's the first thing they ask for, Blue, when they come down here. You know, what his grades like, what his character like, you know, what kind of person he is, you know, what kind of person he's going to be away from home, you know. And the colleges, they know basically from recruiting this area, you know, they want good quality kids. They want kids with high academics, you know, especially now with the whole transfer portal and stuff. It's limited. Scholarships are limited, especially this year. Like, if you got to be one of those coaches that got to go out there and grind, man, for your kids and for your program, because now you see, especially with the transfer portal, that they can go in and get guys that's ready right now. You know, some may have baggage, some may not, but they know those guys are already qualified academically, and they can come in and help right away instead of waiting on a kid that you don't know, you don't too much know about, or you don't know if he's going to qualify academically. So, you know, we got a tutor program here where, you know, kids get tutored from the time they get out until the time we start practice. I made that a big emphasis. I got my kids on a weekly progress report, on a daily progress report. So grades are being checked daily, not weekly, daily. And, you know, any hiccups, any screw-ups, you know, they're getting taken care of by me and my coaching staff. So, you know, that's a big emphasis I put on, especially coming here and starting a new program. You know, in places I've been before, you know, I learned from them as well. So just a matter of, you know, putting the focus on grades, on academics. Because without education, Blue, it's hard. It's hard out here, you know, to maintain and to get a good job and things of that nature. Because, you know, football don't last for long. You know, NFL, they get it not for long. And a lot of guys don't even make it to the NFL. It's only a small percentage.
So very, very
you gotta
small.
You gotta have a backup plan. If you don't, it's going to be hard out here for you. So, like I tell my kids all the time, man, don't have aspirations of getting a college degree, because that's the one thing that can't be taken away from you.
Good stuff. All right, Coach, I'm going to let you go. We're pressed for time. I just wanted to make sure we'll have you back on in the spring. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you, Blue. Hey, one more thing, Blue. Go Canes.
All right, buddy. Coach Andre Daniels from Somerset Academy. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.